This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And man, it's been a weird news day, evidently. America needs to brush their teeth. All the more reason to make Berman supreme president.
I was just going to say that. It was his message to the world, and, we've lost him for another 4 years.
Well, not necessarily. The election hasn't happened yet. I'd just like to remind people that Berman Supreme has wanted to mandate brushing your teeth as part of his campaign for quite a long time. And according to this new study, brushing your teeth, in particular using mouthwash, inactivates coronaviruses in humans.
Inactivates it.
Yes.
Okay.
So the virus still exists, but it's, like, inactive, I guess.
And are any particular mouthwash? We're talking about the stuff with alcohol in it and the, like, Listerine, the stuff that burns. It kind of makes sense. If you can basically use the stuff to clean your toilets, right?
It's almost like Trump may have had a point when he was talking about disinfectants.
Well, now, where did I hear? I just when I heard that mouthwash is actually not good for you to use. Have you guys heard that?
Yeah, something about it kills
off too much.
It kills beneficial bacteria in your mouth, and so the bad bacteria can actually take over.
Ooh, that's no good.
I haven't used the stuff in years. I'm just a baking soda kind of guy.
Well, that's because you don't care about people, Conan.
I know.
You want them to get COVID-19, clearly.
Well, I don't have a breath problem, and that's I do care about. I don't want to be breathing nasty fumes all over everybody.
In other news,
Baking soda's good.
In other news, a New Hampshire restaurant has been fined $2,000 for violating some karaoke rule or something. I don't know. We're going to get into that. The Justice Department has filed a federal suit against Google or ABC.
Antitrust, right?
Yes, an antitrust suit.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably for a good reason.
This is something that's been talked about for damn near the whole year.
Yeah.
The fact that Facebook and Twitter are doing things that they shouldn't be able to do, and yet taking whole pages down, freezing accounts, and taking people down, taking tweets down that they have deemed that go against the establishment view.
Had the right to do that.
Well, now, wait a minute. I haven't even read this story yet, so I don't want to jump to any conclusions about what it's about.
I just know it's an antitrust suit. But, I mean, I'm 100%. If Twitter wants to delete tweets on their platform, that's 100% their right. It is their platform.
But they're not publishers. They're not a newspaper.
No, it's a platform, and it's theirs.
Correct. So they should be able. They should have. Well, let's get into the article one of these days.
Yeah. Compton, as well, is rolling out a privately funded guaranteed income for a period of 2 years. And the story I want to start with, how to be productive according to ancient philosophy. Ian, you brought this in. Do you happen to have it pulled up in front of you?
I do, actually. Yeah, I happened to come across this in a newsletter that I received and thought, you know what, this is pretty interesting. It's useful information. I do like the sort of self-improvement info, self-improvement lists to give to people because, you know, there's a lot of negative news out there in the world, and we still have to get through this life, so might as well be as productive as we possibly can given the awful circumstances. So here it is from Darius Foro, writing at GetPocket.com. Whatever that is. Oh, isn't that like one of those saving links websites? I don't know where the original. Yeah, okay, GetPocket.com. Improving productivity has been a pursuit of the modern human being from the start of civilization. Somehow we believe that productivity is something that became important after the Industrial Revolution. We assume that because we live busy lives, we need to optimize our time, especially in the 21st century. That's not true. Productivity has been a topic of discussion ever since ancient Eastern and Western philosophy started. It's a universal theme. And I believe it's in our nature, writes the author, to make better use of our time. because that's what productivity means. On a deeper level, we all realize we have limited time. You and I both know we're not getting any younger. Time is ticking. It stops for no one. We need to use it, etc., etc. We get the idea, and yet, without a clear productivity strategy, we squander our time as though we have a limitless supply. We watch endless hours of mind-numbing TV shows and movies. We spend too much time on social media, looking at the lives of other people that we really shouldn't give an S about.
Dreaming about the easy life, all those people who are making it, getting it done. You know, I think on some level, people are interested in being productive and getting things done, but it's much, much easier to watch other people do it for you.
Well, they're not doing it for you.
And it's the same thing in politics, you know, fighting over who's going to lead us, you know, save us from ourselves, and that's where we're at. And I don't think this is going to be a nice list, I can already tell, but it's not going to help. It might help a couple people out there.
It might help somebody out there.
I don't know about people squandering time, but I noticed that, you know, the more technology we introduce into our lives, the busier we become, the more hectic we become, the more rushed.
And it's never good to be in a rush, in my experience. Every time I've ever made critical mistakes in my life, like buying a car that ended up being a piece of garbage, was when I was in a hurry. So if you can avoid making important decisions when you're in a rush, that's a good one. Good tip. So, going on, he says, and when our lives and careers do not progress, we complain. Why does my life suck and feel empty? Because you're wasting your damn time, that's why. It's time to say no to wasting time on useless things that do not bring you anything but short-term pleasure. It's time to say yes to a life of productivity that will bring you a better health, wealth, and more inner satisfaction. So we'll start by listing the following 7 productivity lessons from the most well-known philosophers in history. These lessons have helped me a lot, says the author, and I hope they'll do the same for you. So, 1, from Socrates, don't try to do more. The quote from Socrates is, beware the barrenness of a busy life, unquote.
I don't know if I can necessarily agree with that. I mean, I'm sure the author here is going to make more points, but...
Yeah, there's a little bit more here.
A busy life is a productive life in most cases.
Not necessarily. If you're not actually finishing your projects, if you've got 100 projects on your platter,
right.
You're working a little bit on each one, and you're not actually finishing them. I could see how
that's where
you're still
going.
Being productive.
But if you're not finishing the product, then it's not producing anything ultimately. You're just doing a lot
okay.
on a little, or a little
Fair.
On a lot, or whatever, and you're never getting there. And that's where he's going with this here. He says, well, who else could give this monumental piece of advice other than Socrates? The founder of Western philosophy realized that it's easy to fill your life with meaningless tasks. But what happens when you do that? The busyness leads to unproductiveness. You end up doing many things in a mediocre way. Instead, focus your time and energy on a few important things. Don't take on more tasks and responsibilities. We often want to get more out of life, but that doesn't mean you have to do more things. That's why the most important productivity lesson is to understand that it's not about doing more, it's about doing the same in less time.
Now, I know one of my problems, because I do have 101 projects all going at once, and I do eventually get some of them done, but my big problem is I burn out. Because I'm so spread, and I have these projects. I do a lot of different things on purpose because I get bored easily, and I'll get bored with doing the same repetitive task over and over again.
So I
need to move on. And it's the same thing with my work practices. I have a lot of part-time jobs as opposed to one full-time job, and I like that. I mean, that really helps me.
I think that's why it's probably good to have 3 or 4 projects that you're constantly engaged in, because it does
pick
get
one up
boring.
And put the other one down.
Yeah, 3 or 4, not 101.
Right. Or 20.
Well, you're preaching to the choir on that one. I have way too many projects open.
Well, as long as you're getting some of them done, I guess.
I am.
Well, then in that case, but if you're not getting any of them, but at the end of the year, you had 100 projects and you only got one of them done, then there's a problem.
Yeah. Next recommendation, complete 3 to 4 important tasks each day. From Plato, quote, better a little which is well done than a great deal imperfectly. So sort of restating what we were just talking about. Time is a paradoxical concept. Life is long, but our days are short. We can achieve a lot in a lifetime. We can achieve a little in a day. Once you realize that, you won't try to do the impossible on an average day. Take it easy. Make small progress every day. Do that by only setting 3 to 4 important tasks that will directly contribute to what you want to achieve in life. If you don't have clear goals in your life, it's not the end of the world. And let's talk more about that in a moment.
Absolutely, because it's very difficult to know what you want out of life. It's easy to know what you don't want. But actually sitting down and thinking, what do I actually want out of life? That's a difficult question.
What am I trying to accomplish? What do I want written on my gravestone?
Can you answer that question? What do you want out of life? Give us a call. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
On a multidimensional probe, the SysGov Transtemporal Vehicle Clio discovers 2 entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, SysGov's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit BayBooks@Bay.com for more.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy, swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. $9 trillion, a third of the U.S. debt, has been created just since September 2019. The Bank of China's new digital currency has been used in more than 3 million transactions, worth more than a billion won. Still nothing from the U.S. Federal Reserve's digital currency. John McAfee indicted for tax evasion and SEC violations. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
radio that you control. The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you tonight, it's Aria, Conan, and Ian. And we're talking ancient philosophy here, or more specifically, tips from ancient philosophers about how to be more productive.
Yeah, these aren't new ideas. They're great information that not enough people really understand.
Yeah. Most people do. They get home from work and they spend 5 hours watching television, accomplishing absolutely nothing. I think the average American watches like 35 hours of television a week.
Is that true? Are you factoring in YouTube there now? Because that's taken away a lot of traditional TV watching, online Hulus, YouTubes.
If I was like doing the tracking, I would include YouTube and all of that watching television.
And gaming.
And are you talking pre-COVID, or are you talking during COVID?
Oh, I imagine the numbers are up.
Right.
It's got to be. And drinking.
The drinking numbers are up, too? Yeah, probably.
Drinking doesn't necessarily prevent a person from being productive, though. I do some of my most productive things at 4 o'clock in the morning when I'm drunk. I'm not even kidding.
And that's what the pothead says, too. He says,
You're talking to someone who drinks a lot of wine and who smokes a lot of pot, and both of us are pretty productive.
I'm pretty productive. Yeah, it's true. I get things done at nighttime because no one's bothering me. But on the other hand, I also get more stuff done if I can get up in the morning. So it's like I'm torn. I feel bad when I don't get up in the morning, but
I used to. But now I wake up at like 2 p.m. and I'm good with that because I know that I was up until 7 o'clock actually
doing stuff.
I hate mornings. That is the bane of my existence.
Yeah, I don't do mornings. Uh-uh. This Danish newspaper wanted to interview me at like 10:30 Sunday morning. I was like, look, there's zero chance of this happening.
No way.
I was up at 6 o'clock on Sunday.
So was I. But I was still up at 6 o'clock.
I had actually gone to bed because I knew that I had a big day of delivering, toilet paper and dog food.
Yeah. Did you want to do
Thank you
of
for
those?
Your service.
Thank you for your service, all you delivery people.
Did you want me to pick this up?
Yes, absolutely.
So we're on the list from GetPocket.com looking at some 7 ways to be more productive, according to ancient philosophers. This one is Plato, who said, better a little, which is well done, than a great deal imperfectly.
Now that, yes.
It is also counter to a lot of advice younger generations are getting in college, where they're saying, there's one meme in particular that's like, this is a very important life lesson for people who suffer from depression or whatever. It's better to do a little bit in a half-assed way than it is to do nothing at all. Like, maybe you can't put in the effort because you're depressed to take a full shower. That's fine. Instead, just brush your teeth. So they're literally receiving the opposite message.
I haven't seen this, but that I guess that only makes sense. But
just kill yourself at that point. I mean, if you can't even take a shower,
there's a quote to go with it that anything worth doing is worth doing poorly. That's
what they're saying to people now.
Yeah, I'm going to pull it up.
There's a military meme. It's like you finish something and it's all half-assed, and the quote is good enough for government work. People would say that all the time, and it would enrage me, man. My blood would just start boiling because I can't tolerate half-assed work.
Yep. It was actually G.K. Chesterton who said that anything worth doing is worth doing badly.
I firmly disagree.
I agree entirely.
But
I agree with your disagreement. Yeah. That's what I meant.
But what's the context of that? Why would he even say that? Chesterton.
I don't know. There's an article here from Psychology Today about it, but
let's talk about it later.
Yeah.
Mark that one, because that's interesting. I'm curious to hear what their justification is for this. But so back to this one here. So number 2 on the list, complete 3 to 4 important tasks every day. They say, don't try to do the impossible. Make small progress every day. Take it easy. And do that by only setting 3 to 4 important tasks that will directly contribute to what you want to achieve in life. Now, if you don't have clear goals in your life, it's not the end of the world. Aim for universal concepts like self-improvement, joyfulness, and having good relationships. Become the best version of yourself. And I want to stop there and interrupt this. This is really actually an important thing, is to actually have goals for your life. And, it's nice to say universal peace or self-improvement and joyfulness, but you should have something you want to accomplish in your life. Otherwise, why are you here? Is it just to suck air and, you know, guzzle alcohol or whatever it is that, you know, you're busying yourself with every single day? So figure out what you want to do. Have some inspiration. At some point, most people come up with some inspiration, a thing that they want to accomplish, a goal they want to achieve. And if you haven't done that yet, then you can't really have 3 to 4 important tasks each day if you don't know where you're going. So in order to come up with 3 to 4 tasks, you have to have the end goal in mind, whether it's getting some fancy new car or a new house or meeting, you know, the love of your life or starting a business or whatever it is that is attractive to you, the thing that inside of you, you know, is something that, you know, you want to accomplish.
I agree, and I think, you know, most people will just take, you know, the default socially correct answer. Oh, well, I want to have a house and a spouse and kids and all of that. I would urge people to actually put time and energy into considering what it is they want out of life, because not everybody is going to want that.
That's right.
And I'm glad that I sat down in my early 20s to determine what I did want out of life, and it did not include a family and children.
Sure. Well, you're unusual.
For most people, well, am I unusual? Or do most people just not
are.
Give it any thought? And then they end up, wait, I'm probably unusual.
I think you are, because I'm also unusual in the same way. I also have no interest in children, and I had a vasectomy at age 23 to make sure that that wouldn't happen by accident. And that I wanted to focus on, you know, doing what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people have a certain drive. And you definitely have a high sex drive, from what I understand.
Yeah.
But most people have a drive to actually reproduce, it seems. Like there is some sort of
Because they're afraid of dying, and they want some part of themselves to continue on forever.
I don't know if they could express that. I don't know if that's their reason for it. I don't think there's a reason for it. I remember asking Jackie, who is a former co-host here on the show, about, you know, what is that feeling like of wanting to have a baby, right? Because women get real interested in this as they get older, right? Like if their so-called biological clock is ticking. Well, does that feel like a thing? Is there what is that drive like? Because I don't experience anything like this. Like I do not have the interest in seeing a little Ian running around or, you know, whatever, right? I've never had that. So other people must have something that they're experiencing, this drive to reproduce. It has to be more than just the drive to have sex.
I've had a couple of friends who the guys who got married and then moved and never saw them again. But one thing that they said early on in their relationships was, yeah, we're not ever having kids. And I'm sitting over there. I had, of course, you know, I was with my daughter, and I was just looking at them like, yeah, you're gonna last about a year.
And then
you can start pumping them out.
Mm-hmm.
And of course,
are you right?
And every single one of them, lots of kids. And it's like, well, what happened?
What changed?
You haven't changed your job professions. You're doing the same thing. You know, what changed in that year's time that you decided to just start, you know, is it all about having purpose? Is it all, like Arya says, about actually continuing your life in some way, living through your children? Who knows? But they all failed their original intent, and they're lots of kids.
Can they explain it?
I haven't asked them.
Can they put words?
Listener out there explain it? 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
It's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DIVIproject.org.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter in the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. It is war he wants. It is war he will get. Bane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st wherever books are sold. Visit Monster HunterNation.com for more.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Supreme Court nomination of federal judge Amy Coney Barrett will get a vote on the Senate floor next Monday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell confirmed the scheduling of the vote, saying it will be a chance to put another judge in position who will follow the law.
With regard to the Supreme Court justices, I think you've already written, we'll be voting to confirm justice to be Barrett next Monday. And I think that will be another signature accomplishment in our effort to put on the courts, the federal courts, men and women who believe in the quaint notion that maybe the job of the judge is to actually follow the law.
Russia says it's willing to come to an agreement on extending a nuclear arms treaty with the United States. In a statement Tuesday, Russia agreed to extend the expiring New START treaty for 1 year and is ready to freeze the number of nuclear warheads in its arsenal, given the U.S. doesn't make any further demands. This is USA Radio News. The White House is accusing the Commission on Presidential Debates of staging Thursday's presidential debate for former Vice President Joe Biden after they announced that the candidates' mics would be muted during portions of the debate. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News that it's obvious the commission is not bipartisan.
Well, look, you can mute the mic of the President of the United States, but you cannot silence the voice of the American people who are going to show up resoundingly for this president. It's pathetic what the Commission on Presidential Debates is doing. You even had Bob Dole calling them out, saying that this is not an effective bipartisan commission, and he's exactly right about this.
Ireland is moving to its highest level of lockdown to try to control a surge of coronavirus cases. The Irish government announced some of the strictest measures in Europe on Monday to last for the next 6 weeks. People are being told not to travel more than 3 miles from home, non-essential retail will be shuttered, and bars and restaurants will be restricted to takeout or delivery only. Ireland has seen around 1,300 new COVID cases a day for the last 2 weeks, with hospitalizations for the virus doubling over the same period. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind at 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you in the studio is Aria, Ian, and Conan. And I wanted to tell you that Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform, and you can find it at local.bitcoin.com. There you can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Get started trading Bitcoin Cash at local.bitcoin.com. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. So that's one way you can be productive. We're talking about productivity here, and more specifically, what ancient philosophers have said about being productive. Want to continue with it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we were talking about, we're still on just number two here, about completing 3 to 4 important tasks each day. You know, you don't want to take on monumental levels of things to do in one day. Just, you know, slow and steady wins the race, but you got to keep plodding ahead. But you have to have tasks to do. So how do you get those? Well, you need to have goals. And this article doesn't get into it because I think this is an article that is geared towards people who are already interested in this sort of topic. And so they sort of breeze by the idea of, hey, you don't have any goals? Well, what do you do about that? You need to be inspired to do something with your life. So you set that long distance goal of whatever it is, right? You want to have your own business, you want to have a house, you want to have whatever. And then you figure out what are the steps that you have to take, what are the little goals that you have to reach in order to get the end goal. I mean, this sounds basic, right?
Yeah.
But there are not a lot of people who actually take the time to do this. There aren't a lot of people who actually take the time to write down the things that they want to accomplish and literally write down what it's going to take to get there. Maybe you've got it up in your head somewhere, but it actually helps to write it out.
Interesting. I've never written it out. You know, I just keep it all here in my head. Never actually bothered to write it out. But it's important to note that when you do, I mean, you're exactly right. When you do have this great big thing you want to accomplish, you have to break that down into accomplishable steps, because you don't set out with the goal of, okay, I want to write a book and that's what I'm going to do. You have to set yourself, you have to break that into smaller chunks. You're not writing a book at any given moment. You're putting words on a page. So start with like one page a day or three pages a day or whatever you can actually manage to accomplish, and work toward that goal by doing that.
So this is important to do. Now, if you've got a mind like a steel trap, Aria, and you can just remember everything, then that's awesome. But for a lot of us, it helps to write things down, especially the more you pile on your plate. If you've got 9 different projects or 5 different projects going on all at once, it can be a little bit challenging.
Well, that's why I use a calendar now.
So that helps, right? Calendars help. The classic to-do list, of course, is a basic one. It doesn't have to be physical writing. It can be an app of some sort. I like the app Workflowy. I like that one a lot. I've been using that one for years. It's like a to-do list on steroids, because it takes your, you can like make a to-do list, and then you can zoom in on one of the items and then have another list of things underneath that. And each one of those items can have its own sub-list underneath that. So you can literally like do a brain dump to this app, and it's nice because it's actually free. I mean, they have a paid tier or whatever, but it's free, and you can get plenty of use out of it without having to pay them to get into it.
And you said that's Workflowy?
Workflowy.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to check into that.
And there are other things that are, you know, competitive with it from what I understand out there. But it's really important to just get that stuff down. That way you can look at it and you can prioritize and say, well, okay, well, I got to do this sooner rather than later. It's all important, but this is the most important thing. This is what I have to get done today or this week or whatever. And there are ways to kind of tag things with time frames. So let's go on. Number 3, enjoy doing the work.
There you go. That's
Aristotle, it. This is key. Aristotle wrote, quote, pleasure in the job puts perfection in the work, unquote. Set goals, but don't stare yourself blind on them. Instead, give your attention to the job itself. It's easy to daydream about all the things we want to do in the future, but that puts us in the wrong state of mind. We risk sacrificing the present for the future. And no matter how hard you work today, never see it as a sacrifice. I like that viewpoint too. A lot of people talk about sacrifice, but really, isn't it just an investment? Isn't the time that you're putting into educating yourself or becoming more skilled or whatever it is that you're doing to, you know, grow yourself, is that a sacrifice in that you can't do other things that you're doing during this time frame? Or is it an investment in something that's going to pay off in the future?
Well, it's like definitely an opportunity cost, for sure. Because I mean, if I spend if I spend my time, you know, building together a music studio, it means I wasn't spending my time doing some other project that I want to do.
Right. But it's something you wanted to do.
It was.
And it was the thing you wanted to do the most at that time.
Yes.
All right. Well, now for the rest of the country, who are just, you know, they're stocking shelves and are on the phone talking to people they don't necessarily want to talk to, and they're making the green so that they can accomplish some of those goals. What do you tell those people who are in dead-end jobs, who hate their jobs, hate their bosses, hate some of the people that they work with, hate their customers? You know, is there a way?
I love my boss, but I hate the job and I hate the customers.
Is there a way to take number 3's statement there and take it to your dead-end job?
But yeah, because, I mean, it's a stepping stone, right?
Well, it might not be. It might be what you do for the rest of your life, because you always need to make
that
money.
Well, that's because they didn't set goals, and they didn't set about ways to achieve those goals.
And they may have no actual dream.
Well, maybe their goal is just to own a house and to take care of a family. So they need the house, they need the car, they need to you know, put food on the table for the kids, but they're doing something 40 hours a week that they hate to enjoy something later that they love.
Yeah.
That is part of their goals.
Well, I mean, if you're doing something that you hate, I sure hope you're getting paid well for it.
Yeah.
Because if you're not getting paid well for it, then why are you doing it? Because there's all kinds of other things out there that you could do that you might hate less. And so, I mean, you can't tell somebody I would never tell somebody what to do with their life. But if you don't have, you know, an ultimate goal that you want to accomplish, then, or you don't have some sort of vision beyond. If all you want to do is just have a house and a family, is that it? I mean,
I think there are a lot of people out there. That's exactly what they get up in the morning for.
I don't think it is, and I think that's why everyone on the planet is miserable. They just assume that that's what they want, and so that's what they do because that's what their parents did, and that's what their parents did, and that's just what society is supposed to do. You're supposed to get a house, and you're supposed to have kids. So they do it without ever giving it any consideration whether that's actually what they want.
And meanwhile, they spend all of their free time watching TV, watching YouTube of people who they admire, people who are getting it done, and they sit there and they just dream about, that could be me.
Well, that suggests that the person may want to accomplish something else, but maybe doesn't know how or whatever. They want something bigger in their life, but they feel like they can't do it. And, of course, if all you're doing is watching television, then you're never going to get any of those things done. Whatever hours you have outside of your job are those hours that you can use to build your business or your dream, and that's what you should be doing with that time. I don't blame somebody for wanting to, you know, blow off some steam and kick back. And I mean, we all need leisure time, right? No, we're all working, no play.
I am finally watching a horror movie tonight.
Night? What? Which one?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I'm going to be surprised by it, but I mean,
just randomly pick one?
Probably.
Okay.
Television is the ultimate destroyer of productivity.
Sure is. So, you know, you have to really look at what you want to do. Why did you pick this job that you hate? Maybe go back and reflect on that. Was it just the one that was closest by? There was some place that was hiring? I mean, and why did you stay with it? Is it because you already had the kids and you're trying desperately to put food in their mouths and you didn't have time to go around and look at the other options for jobs that might be out there? Because there's a million jobs out there. One of them's got to be better for you. If you don't have the wherewithal or the money or the time to start your own business, then yeah, you do usually have to work for somebody else in order to get your foothold in life. But if you've already been pumping out kids and you've got all kinds of alimony and child support that you got to pay, then yeah, you could feel trapped in that situation.
In which case, they would need to immediately start making better decisions.
Well,
that's a series of bad decisions.
When you're trapped, it's kind of hard to do it. And you were talking about buying a car really quickly because you probably needed something quickly. And
one of the biggest mistakes.
You were trapped.
Yep.
You had to do something right then and there. And I think a lot of people are in that boat.
But he wasn't defeated by it. I mean, he's not working a dead-end job now because he made one bad decision. He recovered from that, and he made better decisions.
It helped that I didn't have kids.
Indeed. 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. And you can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. We do in the studio. It's Ari, Ian, and Conan. And we're talking about eliminating distractions, being more productive. We were actually, I find it interesting that the fourth point, the one that we're about to get into, is eliminate distractions, when that's pretty much what we were discussing in the last segment by telling people to turn off their television.
Well, the last one was enjoy doing your work, and that got into a much larger discussion about why people are doing the things that they're doing.
Sure.
And what if anything that they can do about it, or what they feel like they can do about it, given how much is how much of their time and resources are being stretched in whichever directions. Quick recap here. So this is from getpocket.com. It is the ancient philosophers on how to be productive. Don't try to do too much, basically, was number one. Number two, complete 3 to 4 important tasks each day to reach your goals. Hopefully you have goals. If not, start with that. Three, enjoy doing your work. Because if you hate what you do, then, man, you're not going to want to show up. You're not going to want to do a good job. So try to find whatever joy there is in it. There's a reason you took the job in the first place.
I joked during the last segment that I hate my job. That's not true. I actually quite like the job.
You seem to like it.
Yeah, I find it enjoyable.
I mean, there's always going to be...
It's a good way of escaping from, you know, the sheriff campaign and the other nonsense perpetually going on in my life, because I get there and all I have to do is focus on work.
You just do those tasks and...
Work is how I escape from reality.
And you know what? That's fine. That's how I escaped from, you know, when I was in jail for civil disobedience. I worked in the jail kitchen for 8 hours a day. Made it go by a lot quicker.
I'm sure it did.
And it was fun. Like, I am not a kitchen experienced person, but I can wash dishes and I can learn things, right? So there was one day that I was flipping, like, you know, dozens of egg sandwiches all at the same time, the big, you know,
nice.
Griddle or whatever. So number four, eliminate distractions. This is Marcus Aurelius. Quote, if you seek tranquility, do less. Or, more accurately, do what's essential. Do less better. Because most of what we do or say is not essential. If you can eliminate it, you'll have more tranquility. Unquote. Elimination is a key strategy for every productive person. You shouldn't only eliminate non-essential tasks, but everything that distracts you. The more you eliminate, the more focus and tranquility you have. Look at yourself as a sculptor. You've been given a massive stone. Your task is to eliminate so much until you end up with a perfect piece of art. Is social media polluting your soul? Eliminate it. Are some people causing you hurt and drama? Eliminate them from your life. Continue eliminating everything else that has a negative impact on your sanity and productivity.
I just want to state
that's
it again.
Everything, if you look at it in a certain light.
I just want to state it again, though. Start with the television.
Mm-hmm.
I have one television in my house, and it's my bedroom where I'm not supposed to be productive. By the time I get there,
you're
productivity
done.
Is done.
Mm-hmm. How many hours a day do you watch it?
None.
Okay. Like, me too. I'm pretty much at zero. I mean, I've had a Netflix movie sitting on my shelf for like 3 or 4 months now.
Well, I will turn it on and like put something on while I fall asleep, but that's because it's the easiest way to quiet my brain easily enough for me to fall asleep. Because otherwise, I just think constantly and
I'll just
keeps me
listen
awake.
To it.
Yeah, no, I can't listen to anything while I try to sleep. I can't
me
listen
neither.
To music. I can't have something playing in the other room. I will go crazy.
So I guess by that definition, I probably watch 3 or 4 minutes a day, but...
You're far out of sleep, though, too.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
And then it cuts itself off half an hour later, and...
This is good advice, though. I like this advice to eliminate the things that are distracting to you, eliminate the things that are stressing to you. Obviously, there are certain things you can't, right? Like, you still got to pay the bills.
Sure.
You know, you still have to show up to your job until you figure out something else, right? Until whatever thing that you want to do for you actually starts to be productive, or you can get work in, like, the gig economy where you can set your own schedule. And that is something that people should consider is, you know, you don't have to have a job. There are other things that are available, like contract work, Uber or Lyft and these other, not that
sure.
I'm advocating that people work for these corporations, but they do allow folks to have some more freedom because they get to set their own schedules.
I will admit contract work is, that's my direction that I usually tend to go because you know, you're working for yourself. For someone else.
You still have a job you have to accomplish for that other person.
Yeah, you got
to
get it done. You got to do a good job. You want them calling you back the next day, but...
And you want them recommending you.
You're basically your own boss all day.
You want them telling their friends about you, too.
Oh, absolutely.
You can also go further. I mean, the handy guy that we know, he has no employer other than, you know, the people who hire him to do certain tasks. So
yeah.
Instead of going through Uber or Lyft or through some corporation, you can just take the independent route.
You can, but that's
difficult,
tough, right,
yeah.
for people. And sometimes it's feast and famine. The person you're talking about is within a lot of work right now.
Yeah.
But once that work's gone, he's got to figure out where the next work's going to come from.
Well, and good example, Aria. There's a couple here in our area who I guess they were doing what's the Uber pickup? The grocery shoppers?
Uber Eats
or something. I guess they're working.
Oh, the grocery? That's Instacart.
So he was working for Instacart, but his customers started asking, hey, could you go to this store that's not actually in the app?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I guess I could do it on the side.
Yep.
And so basically the couple has basically started their own grocery pickup.
That happened here in Keene?
Right here in Keene. So,
nice.
I mean, yeah.
How did you even learn of this?
It's in the newspaper.
Oh.
So you can...
I don't read those.
You could start with one of these big, you know, corporate oligarchies, and work your way from there if you actually have the drive and you set that goal for yourself. Or maybe it just kind of pops in your lap like these people where the customers are like, hey, this app isn't, you know, getting what we want done. Could you do something for us on the side? And that's where it went.
Absolutely.
So you got to start. So you have to start somewhere.
But cut out the crap is what this one's saying.
And the reason he was even asked to do this is because he was doing a good job originally,
right.
And the customers wanted him to go, you know, above and beyond.
Back.
And so if he was doing a crap job, he might not have actually, you know, gotten the request in the first place. So that's
right.
That's key. Do a good job.
Build those relationships
from the get go.
That's good advice here, right? Get rid of the stuff that's distracting you, not just the television set, but the negative influences in your life. The TV is this thing that you can do to spend your time on, but what about those people that are demanding things of you that you don't really get anything out of these relationships? What about this social media that you're just throwing away hours and hours on, and really, what are you getting out of it? So if it is... you know, harming you, if you find yourself frustrated by these things, just cut them out of your life. And I'm going to say that includes family members, okay? Because there are certain people who...
Oh, for sure.
There's this idea out there that because you're born into this group of strangers that you owe them something. You know, like the uncle that is going to just bleed your bank account dry because he wants to sleep on your couch, you know, for the next 6 months or whatever. I mean, I'm just picking something out that
sure.
I remember from a friend of mine in the past. There's these certain... people that will try to take advantage of you because, oh, well, you're family. Now, you should let me take advantage of you. I'm your cousin or whatever. Well, if you're not actually providing, you know, if you're not like a total cripple and you know you can actually work for yourself, there's no reason why you need to be on the couch all day, then you need to get out if you're not going to do something. So
yeah, I don't think a lot of people are going to get on that one.
No, you got to clean up your relationships.
But you're absolutely right. Yeah. It's the, you know, it's not just your neighbor, it's not just your coworker, it's your blood.
Yeah.
Your blood could be cancerous and poisonous to your life. And you know, if you continue,
you don't owe them.
If you can, well, that's where you're going to have the argument with people who are going to disagree with you. That somehow blood does owe each other. On some level.
Well, hey, then you spend all your time trying to make your blood happy.
There you go.
Know? And that's going to make you that much less productive. Number five, keep your ego in check. This is a quote from Plutarch. Quote: neither blame or praise yourself. Said Plutarch. Now, that's kind of interesting. As the famous Roman biographer Plutarch realized, the ego loves praise but also blame. In fact, your ego loves any type of attention. At all times, refuse to please your ego. All you have to do is be aware that you have an ego. Most people live their lives without ever realizing their ego is hurting their work. When you excessively blame yourself for things that go wrong, you end up hating yourself and ultimately everyone else. And when you do the opposite, you end up loving yourself in an unhealthy way. That's also called narcissism. A little never hurts. But when you overdo it, you sacrifice the quality of your work. Hence, don't blame or praise yourself. Instead, celebrate the process, not the outcomes.
Hmm.
Now, that's an interesting one, and it's one that I've never heard before. I'm wondering what your take is.
I'm going to have to, you know, meditate on that for a
while. Well, I mean,
this
goes back to my comment on when you would do anything, do it well. The process is the getting it done. The production is just as important as, I guess, you doing a good job doing it. I mean, it can be fulfilling to do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're just slapping some mud on the wall and you're calling it paint, you know, calling it done, just so you can go home and, you know, watch cat memes and drink and pay the bills. I mean, is that fulfilling? Or is doing the best job that you can, actually going to town on that wall, you know, paint on that paint, is that going to make you feel better, make you sleep better that night?
It's difficult to say, but for those people who need to keep their egos in check, as always, I would recommend psilocybin cubensis. That's magic mushrooms. This is Free Talk Live, free as in free of ego.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.